With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In a morning press briefing, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was asked why Minnesota's State Investigations Agency was no longer part of the investigation into what exactly happened in the shooting of a 37-year-old mother of three in Minneapolis.
I'd like to know where they've been and why they're not out on the streets investigating all of these people that are harassing and inciting violence on law enforcement officers right now. They're allowing this situation to be volatile. They're not doing their work. They haven't for years, and maybe they should get to work a little bit on the unprecedented fraud that we've seen in Minnesota and in Minneapolis.
With tensions boiling, Minneapolis canceled the rest of the school week as a precaution. Minnesota's governor demanded the state be allowed to take part in the investigation. The GOP-led Senate has voted to advance a resolution that would limit President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks against Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Five Republican senators joined Democrats to back war powers legislation that would force the president to seek approval from Congress before directing new military operations in Venezuela. The bipartisan vote came less than a week after the U.S. raid to capture Nicolas Maduro. The test vote ensures a later vote for final passage, but it's unlikely to become law because Donald Trump would have to sign it if it were to pass the House. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Protests have erupted in Iran's capital following a call by exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi for mass demonstrations. Witnesses say people shouted from their homes and rallied in the streets on Thursday night. Internet access and telephone lines in Iran cut out immediately after the protests began. On Wall Street, the Dow by 270 points today. This is SRN News. Wyoming's highest court has struck down two pro-life laws.
Abortion will remain legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court ruled that two laws barring the procedure violate the state constitution. One of the laws included the country's first explicit ban on abortion pills. Even though Wyoming is one of the most conservative states, the court's 4-1 ruling was unsurprising. Justices upheld every previous lower court ruling that the abortion bans violated the state constitution. Bill Alexander reporting.
Millions of people around the world celebrated Orthodox Christmas on Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after much of the world marked the holy day. Certain Eastern Orthodox churches, including those in Russia and other traditions, follow the ancient Julian calendar. It runs 13 days later than the Gregorian calendar used by Catholic and Protestant churches, as well as by much of the secular world for everyday use. This is SRN News. They're stopping the press in Pittsburgh.
The Steel City is losing a newspaper. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette will shut down in May. Its owners cite financial losses. Block Communications made the announcement this week. A couple of dozen union members just recently returned to work after a strike that lasted 3 years. The Post-Gazette has deep roots in Pittsburgh, tracing its beginnings all the way back to 1786. Rich Thomason reporting.
The longest-serving Democrat in Congress has announced he's retiring at the end of his term, saying he's deeply concerned this House is not living up to the founders' goal. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland made the announcement in a speech on the House floor on Thursday. Hoyer was once a rival to become House Speaker. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.